Welcome, because you are now listening to From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts, bringing you tips, support, and player recognition and education with the experts for parents and junior golfers in Indiana. This is From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts.
Welcome back to another episode of From the Cart Path. I have quite the special guest today. She's the third freshman in the history of Indiana golf to win the state championships. She might be the first one to win it as an individual and have her team win it. And not to mention that her babysitter started training her for the high school season back probably when she was 10, 11, 12 years old. So her high school coach used to be her babysitter. Her high school team winning their second state title. And then she won state by, was it three shots, Taylor?
I believe two.
Two. Okay. Two or three shots, it doesn't matter. You want it. But we have a special guest with us. We have Taylor Snively. And I want to say, I know Zionsville is going to say she's a freshman. She may be a freshman by what the number says next to her name, but she plays like a senior in high school or a freshman in college. So I don't give her the accolades of being a freshman anymore. She's more like a senior. So welcome, Taylor. It's great having you.
Yeah, it's great being on. Thank you.
Hey, when did you start playing?
I had my first round of tournament when I was around seven, but I played a lot before that too, just going to the range, my dad and brothers.
When did you realize you wanted to be competitive at this?
I think somewhere in like sixth, seventh grade, I realized like, okay, it's time to stop messing around. I want to be good. I started working a little bit harder, doing practice on my own versus like the little middle school practices. So I really got into it after that. And yeah.
What kind of practice routines do you have?
Nothing really special. I try to always have something that I'm working on, either if it's chipping or putting or hitting that day. But I try to go through all of them in that day, but always have one thing that's main priority.
What would you say your strength is?
If the driver's on, I can get that going for a while. I would say driving's a big strength of mine. Just I have good distance with it, and when it's good, I really swing at it.
You do hit it a long way, and personally, seeing you play many times over the years, I'm going to go with your creativity when it comes to your short game.
Yeah, I like to get creative a little bit, but I'm still working on my short game. I feel like I got a road to go on that.
I don't know, Taylor. There was a couple of times this last year at GCI where I saw your dad, Scott, just kind of look at me and say, there's no way she's going to bogey this hole. I can't believe she put her shot there. I don't know what she was thinking. And then you look right at him and you put the ball an inch from the hole. And I think it was number 16 at GCI. You put your tee shot. You guys made that hole drivable, which was fun that day. Right. And you put your drive left behind the green. And to be honest, 99.9% of America could not have hit that shot that you hit. And even he looked at me and goes, well, glad she hit her, almost hit the green, but now she's going to get a par or bogey. And then you put it right next to the hole and take birdie. And I'm looking at your dad like, I don't understand this. I don't understand you, but whatever she's doing is working. It kind of made the both of us laugh. And I can't even explain to people what those shots were.
Well, thanks. I mean,
it is what it is. So let's move forward to state. And we're going to go back and forth. What I know at state preview, Sophie and I looked up before you shot 77.
Yeah.
I remember she approached you because you weren't happy that day. Why weren't you so happy after that round?
I didn't play first of all. And then I feel like I put too much pressure on myself and expectations for one round that, like, I'm out there to see the course played in this competition, and I feel like I put too much pressure on it.
Why do you think you're putting pressure on yourself?
So I want to do well, and I want to do well for my team. And I felt like everyone would talk about state, like it's real, and it's everyone wants to be there and do it. And so I felt like the preview was like, okay, let's see where I am. And I feel like it was always like people are watching this, and preview and state are like what people are watching. And I felt like everyone's going to be looking. So you need to play well for this round, even though it's like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. What did Sophie say to you that day?
Did she say?
Do you remember? Because you were on the putting green?
I don't. I remember I was on the putting green and I was pissed. I got my mat out. I wasn't really talking to many people. I was rolling like 100 putts and they were going in. And I was like, why wasn't this working all day? I do remember approaching me. I don't remember what she said, though.
Well, Taylor, you shot 77. That's not bad. I mean, it's not what you want to shoot. It's not your average. Mm-hmm. But for state preview being your first one playing in a, I like to call a 6.5 hour round. Anytime you play preview in a high school tournament, it seems to be 6-7 hours, it feels like.
Yeah.
So obviously, I think it helped prepare you. And looking at the team scores that day, I don't think it should have shocked anybody how your team did at state. Because you guys finished at second state preview, and I think most of the tournaments we saw you at when everybody was together was second, third, or fourth, besides your guys' invitational or some of the other ones.
Yeah.
I wasn't shocked when you guys won state. But talk to me about how you approached state.
I just wanted to play like, I don't know. I feel like I almost like it was a tournament that in the back of my brain, there was three tournaments in the year where I wanted to win one of them, and it was my last chance. And I went into state super confident. I didn't want to let anything like, I wanted to use my nerves as like a good thing and not a bad thing. And so I feel like I just played my strengths and shot well day one. And then day two, I knew I wasn't going to let this one slip away, because I had like this summer was probably my best summer, obviously. And so I think getting in the final groups and feeling that pressure really helped me.
Well, yeah. I mean, you had two top three AJGA finishes. That's playing right there, because that's a different level of competition. But going back to state, when did you realize that the title was yours?
So I double bogeyed hole 8 after being like 3 under through 3. So I doubled 8, and then after that, I didn't want to let this one slide away too. So I told a coach was coach was on hole 9T, and I was pissed. I was super mad, and she was like, "Let's just go hammer one down the fairway." I hit a really good shot, another shot good, like 15 feet, barely missed it on the green. And after that, I knew I really, really wanted this. Wasn't gonna let anyone back in. Hole 12, I made probably the best up and down sandy from on the back bunker on 12. And after that, I was so lost in my brain. I had it. I think about anything else. Like, I was so locked in.
When did you realize the team won?
Well, 18, I thought I screwed that up. I hit it in the woods. And I'm walking back with coach, and I was like, did I just screw this up for the team? He's like, no, you're good. Just you hit that exact same club and you go rip one. So I did that. I still made it a little stressful there at the creek, but yeah, I knew it on 18.
That was tough. I think I was able to watch our group. We were in front of you, and then your group come in that day. Yeah. I think Josie may have been 1 of 8 that parred the last hole that day.
I mean,
of those two groups.
Your group
that tells you that.
And then,
it was the pressure for everybody, I think, on that last hole, not knowing what was going on. And then let's talk about the crowd size following you that day. Is that the largest group of people?
It started to grow towards the end. I was getting more Zionsville people, and I was like, okay, something must be looking good on the leaderboard. But yeah, it was a lot of people. I try to block it out though and just play golf, but it definitely, you seeing all those people, it gets you. It's gone.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've talked to a few people about it. We actually had a couple of ladies that Sophie works with. They came up for the state. They were blown away. They're like, this is like a small LPGA tour event.
I mean, close enough. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just the number of people coming around. The only thing missing is we need some standard bearers carrying signs around letting everybody know where you're at. We need some dads out there with their quiet police signs, right?
Yes.
I think, or my favorite sign we need is don't move your freaking cart. Too many people driving their carts in the middle of kids' backswings to get themselves positioned. With all that being said, individual team winning it, what was that like after you realized it?
It was surreal, to be honest. I don't think I processed it until the next morning, because obviously we had a fun time that night celebrating with the team and everyone. So I didn't really process it till the next morning, sitting there with like two blue medals in my room, and I was like, geez, that just happened. It was insane. It was awesome.
So with that done, and this summer, what are the goals for this year?
I have a lot of goals. Just trying to play like every tournament like I played state in the same mindset. I want to really qualify for the USGA Junior, one of my biggest goals. But other than that, just keep trying to play good golf and not put too much pressure on myself that every round's going to be a perfect round, and play what you have that round and try to make the best of it.
Yeah. Not every shot's going to be perfect.
Yeah, never.
And I think that's the one thing that you start noticing, and I'm learning a lot with some of the systems that are out there, and you can really tell when Lauren and I are having a conversation, one of the ladies have had on here a few times, we're actually going to do some more together, and Lauren called me up. She goes, who had the lowest par four average at your state? And she goes, I bet you it was Taylor, and I bet it was by 0.3 or 0.2, and that's why she won state. She was right.
Really?
So that won the day for you. Now, with the schedule coming out this year, I know you just got back from Georgia. How was that?
That was good. I played well. I was happy with first time out and the conditions. I think day two, Gus,
were up to... What were the conditions?
Yeah, the day two, Gus, were up to 40. It was 6,000 yards, but I feel like it played much longer. The ball was hitting and stopping in the fairways. I was just trying to play smart golf. Knew I wasn't going to have my middle of June golf like I always do coming out of winter. So, yeah, I was happy with it.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, in February, you shoot 74, 74, 75?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so going down to Georgia in 40-degree weather with 40-mile-per-hour winds and shooting that, you're in a good position. So what have you done all winter to position yourself to be ready for this year?
Honestly, just, like, working on small things like wedges and pitching, and then, I mean, making my contact really good. I work with my coach a lot, working out, trying to get more speed and stuff, and just really minimizing the swing, making it simple.
How many days a week are you practicing?
I work out like four times a week, and then I try to hit balls almost every day. You should maybe give myself Friday off for a basketball game because we got to go, but I'm trying to do as much as I can, because I think every little bit's going to help me in the future. And
do you have a simulator in the house?
I don't. I go to a Crutch Compete. It's literally 5 minutes from my house.
You mean green. Scott has not put in a whole setup for you there yet?
He hasn't. I know.
Come on, Scott. I'm expecting that she gets 1 or 2 months now. And I'm here advocating for Taylor to have something to do at home when she's working there.
I know. One of my friends has one. I'm like, geez, I would just literally be on that all night.
Well, you got to go over to Maddie's house and use hers.
I know. Hers is insane. That putting green, too.
It is. We've been over there a few times to work out with them on that, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
With all that being said, who are some of the athletes that you look up to?
Definitely Annabelle Pancake. Just her being out of Zionsville. And Libby coached me a lot when I was younger, and I still talk to her to this day. I think both of them are inspirations to me, just how they carry themselves and what they do. Yeah, I mean,
how has that relationship with Annabelle been? Has she become a mentor to you?
Yeah, kind of. I haven't spoken to her that much. I played around with her in the fall, but just like watching her like go about how she does things and like how she's like building herself in the pros from Clemson to, I mean, she's won, what, twice now on a smaller tour, and then she's going to build up to the Epson, and then, I mean, she puts so much work into it.
How long have you known her?
I started with Libby probably, it was right after I was working with Maggie. So maybe 10, 11, and then I worked with her for a while, and so I saw Annabelle a couple times and then would talk to her a little bit, but yeah, mainly.
What's it like having Maggie as your coach, knowing you've known her pretty much your entire life?
Yeah, it's like a full circle moment, I feel like, because she used to literally babysit me, and then instead of babysitting me, we'd just go to the golf course and she'd help me with my swing. I think a couple times during practice, she's like, I got a memory today and it's an old golf swing of mine, and sending it to my dad. So it's awesome. I feel like we just like moved our lives from then to now. And like, I feel like she's like a really good friend and a really good coach at the same time. So yeah, it's awesome.
Sounds like you've been quite lucky and blessed to have been surrounded by a lot of great people. Who are you working with now?
John Hoover out of Broadmoor.
How do you like that?
I love it. He's awesome. He's helped me a lot, I think, this past year. I started with him probably a year ago now. So, I mean, he's a big, big reason of my development this past season. So he's been amazing.
So let's take a step back. I want to go back a little bit, because my time meeting you was in U.S. Kids.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite memory from junior golf before high school?
Probably when I figured out I made it my, I don't want to say final opportunity, but when I was 12 and U.S. Kids Worlds, I think I've watched the short game on Netflix maybe 100 times. All I wanted to do was make it to Pinehurst. And I finally made it my last year when I was 12. And I think that was just like the highlight of everything. I mean, it was awesome.
Now, did you go down there?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it like?
The environment's insane. There's like the parade and like all the countries, and then everyone's super friendly. It was awesome. I mean, just seeing everyone, like, there's so many people there that are just amazing at golf, and they're young and like working that hard. I mean, it was awesome.
Which course did you get to play when you were down there?
I played the 5 when I was 12. Yeah, course number 5.
How did you do when you were there?
I think I played good 2 days, and the middle day wasn't great, but overall, like, pretty good. I think I got like 25th, maybe. I don't know, but I know Kennedy.
It's the Worlds.
I know. Kennedy ended up getting that tournament, and that was like insane. And then I went to like the trophy ceremony with her, and she got 5th, so she got a trophy, and like that was super cool.
Is that the year she got to play in that Ryder Cup type event?
Yeah, yeah. The Van Horn, I think it's called.
Yeah. That was well, and you two are pretty good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really
and
close.
I thought it was awesome to see her at state. On day 2 when her entire family came down, and I loved seeing that. And I looked at Kennedy and I go, is this going to be you next year taking her spot? She just slipped out and she's like, we'll see. I don't think she knew what to say, but I think not many people know Kennedy's And that 2020, you and I were talking a little bit before this, the class behind you is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. You're right. Yeah.
And I almost think going into state next year, if it's not you, it could be one of the other freshmen.
I 100% agree.
I mean, we're waiting to see if Maya plays, but I, you know, obviously Kennedy's going to be there. Who else do you think out of the class?
Retzi's really good. And then Karis. So just them, what, Maya, Karis, Kennedy, Retzi.
Then Myra Seely will be at Noblesville. I think she's ranked fifth in that class. Yeah.
So all five or six of them are just going to be great.
Yeah.
Good competition.
And there's going to be more and more. Mm-hmm. And I think, like you and I were talking about earlier, the 2026 class, too. Mm-hmm. So I think next year it's going to be interesting to see how state goes. There's a lot of great players in that class. Yeah. And personally, I think there's one great player in the 2027, just from my personal experience. And if I don't say that, she's probably looking at me in the window right now if I don't bring her up. But anyways, my whole thing for you is you've had a great junior career. You've had a great start to your high school career. What is your hope for the future?
I don't want to do, like, I don't want to set an expectation again for the level I want to go to. I definitely want to go, I want to go to college. I want to play on a team and play a competitive team. I want to be in the roster. I want to be playing in all the tournaments. So, I mean, it's just where I end up. But obviously, I want to be on the top team. So, I'm just going to keep working hard. But, yeah, definitely a college where I'm competing a lot.
I think when I spoke to Braden, I know you listened to that podcast. Mm-hmm. Braden, obviously, being ranked he's at in his class overall in the world, it became more of a make sure you find the coach that you like as well. Because Taylor, from my perspective, you're going to have options. You're going to have a lot of options. And like you said, if you keep working, you're going to be able to choose and have those options. Find a coach you want to hang out with and you want to play for and make sure you're playing. Don't let the name of the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% agree.
Do that. And I think that's what's going to be awesome for you. And I'm excited to see where it takes you. Other than that, who are some of the people that have influenced you over the years?
Definitely my mom and my dad. They both work super hard. They've given me a lot of opportunities too. So I appreciate all that a lot. I probably don't say it enough. But they influence me a lot, I feel like, in like my decisions I make and do. This is like someone I don't know, and he's an athlete and he plays basketball. Kobe Bryant, I just like his quotes when I hear them. I feel like he like inspires me a lot for some reason.
Do you write down a lot of his quotes?
I have one on my wall from one of my past coaches. But just like, I think I saw an Instagram reel the other day, and it's like, if you outwork everyone a little bit more each year, it might not come right then, but after over time, it's all going to add up. And so that's something I feel like I stick to and try to remember.
Do you think that sets you apart from a lot of other players your age? Is your work ethic?
I think so. I try really, really hard. And I hope people see that. But I try to spend that extra 30 minutes or an hour a day so I can get a little bit better than everyone else.
Now, speaking of your parents, and I know you have a couple of brothers, how competitive are you with them?
Extremely. I think in the summer we play me and my brothers and my dad a lot, and the boys are on. They're pretty good golfers themselves, so it's fun. And they both play basketball with each other. They're super competitive, so yeah.
Now you got one. Are they both in the high school team, or what? I know one of them is.
Drew is obviously, he's a senior, and then Nick he's been playing varsity this year as well. He's a sophomore.
Well, I knew of two. I didn't know that you, I knew of you and your brother, but I didn't know there was a third one. So you are the baby of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that makes you even more competitive.
Exactly.
Is that where you think your competitive spirit got on the golf course and why you fell in love with the game?
I mean, yeah, I feel like I remember at the range, all I wanted to do is swing as hard as I can and outdrive them. There
when
was no
was the
chance.
first when was the first time you outdrove them?
Oh, I don't even know if I can't. I don't know if I did, because Drew, I mean, he hits it like 310 in the air, and I'm like, I thought I hit
Does
it.
Not, does he play high school?
Not for the team.
Just for
he
fun.
He messes around. But his mess around is, it if he times it upright, I mean, it goes a mile.
Well, who do they get that link from? Not your dad, do they?
Heck no, not dad.
Well, he kind of made the comment today. You know, I joked around with him. You saw the messages. I'm like, if we put as much into our kids' golf game into ours, we both would be on the Ryder Cup team this year. Maybe, maybe not. I don't think we would be, but there's always that opportunity, right?
Right.
With that being said, I've had the ability to meet some of your other family, and probably one of my favorite family members is Grandpa. And what's your relationship like with your grandparents?
My grandparents are awesome. Throughout the summer, if my parents can't take me, they're the first ones to take me. I'll stay with them, and
he does have a magic cooler with him at all times.
always. But no, they're awesome. They're supporting me through everything, sending me texts after every tournament. They love it, and I'm super grateful that they want to do that with me.
Right. How were the responses of everybody in your family after you won? Were they all just kind of like, what was that moment like with all of them?
Yeah. Obviously my parents were extremely excited. I think my mom was crying after.
I remember seeing her cry.
Yeah. And then my dad was obviously really proud. My brothers, they were actually, it was awesome. I think Drew gave me a hug right after, and he was like, he was really proud of me. And I just that's awesome to me. And I know he always is, but,
do you ever wear the medal to dinner and be like, hey, Drew, when you get one of these?
No. But
I'm just kidding, Taylor. I wouldn't
my
expect.
Mind. I try
you
not
always
to
have it. You got to be a little humble, right? With family, you don't have to be humble. That's the best part. You can always kind of just as a reminder, right? Yeah. And I would say you are a humble kid. I think you kind of go about it, and you've always done a great job. And honestly, like I said earlier, I'm looking forward to seeing this year go for you. I know just looking at the schedule, hit it up in front of me. There it is. Just looking at it. Which, besides the U.S. Junior Qualifier, which tournament excites you the most this year? And we're not going to go into high school because that schedule's not on here yet. Because if you're still standing after this schedule this summer, I'm gonna be happy for you.
I know. I told my dad. He was like, "Are you ready?" I was like, "I'm all in this year. Let's do it." What are some big ones on there? I feel like I don't even.
I think there's some cool ones for Troutman, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I see the high school national high school championship.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be really fun with all my team. We're gonna be out into Pinehurst, so
that to me is probably gonna be like your fun trip for the summer, right? Because you're gonna be with them. And if I know anything from your team, you're all close and you're all pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a young team. You're all going to be back next year. Mm-hmm. And do you know what course you're playing down there?
Oh, I thought it was number six. I feel like it's multiple courses for some reason.
Okay.
One of them might be number six, but I could have just made that up.
Hey, if you pick 1 through 10, you got a good chance of hitting one of them, right? Now, how long are you guys going to be down there?
I think around a week. It'll be a really fun time. So
hopefully you guys get a big house together.
Yeah, I think we are. I think they're planning it right now.
Oh, wow. That's probably going to be more fun hanging out with everybody than being on the golf course.
I know. It's going to be awesome time. I mean, I'm really
that is
that week.
Absolutely. Now, I see on here, I got the schedule in front of me. I have the... Obviously, you have all of your Indiana girls events.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of the ones that stick out to me, obviously you just got back from the Rocket Tour Players Championship. Mm-hmm. You've got Golf Week, Harmony Landing, which is a fun course to play.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's in March 15th to 16th. Do you guys ever look at the weather report to see what it's going to be like here in a couple of weeks? You realize it could be cold?
Yeah, we do. I think one time we signed up for Golf Week and it was started to snow in Kentucky. So we'll see for that one. Hopefully.
Yeah.
The weather is half decent, but
right. It's a
luck of the draw.
It is. I think this year we're starting in April down in Florida because we're like, why play in March?
I know.
And
yeah.
It's a different year for us. Yeah.
The golf weeks are always like, it's either we're going to hope and pray or we're going to get out of that. And
it's either going to be 30 degrees or 65 degrees, one of the two. It's not going to be anything in the middle. Right. And you're going to be out there looking at your dad like, why did you sign me up for this one? And he's going to be like, you told me to do it. You know, now, when you go to some of these tournaments, do you ever find other friends and family to like other players to travel with?
To travel with some.
Or do you guys just kind of go on your own?
Yeah, I think, actually, at the end of the month, I'm going to be going down with a friend from Chicago, Allie. Wortel.
Okay.
Probably know her. Maybe.
Yeah. I've heard of her. Yeah.
I feel like Kennedy and I, we travel some together. It just depends where it is. But I have a couple people that we travel with too.
Okay. Well, I do see you have AJGA, the KJ Choi Junior Championship. Sometimes when I read this stuff, Taylor, I swear, when you like look at it, you can't. Like AJGA, KJ Choi. And it's like, say that 10 times fast, and you can't say it unless you go fast. You're going to be in Irving, Texas for that. Mm-hmm. Then you got the AJGA, TaylorMade, TPS. See all these acronyms? It's like confusing. And then you're going to be at Palm Harbor for that. Then you're back here. You've got a lot of traveling this summer, and even during high school. Now, will your parents pull you out a little bit early?
For school?
I'll delete this part so the school doesn't know. I was joking.
No. We came out a little early. I've had to make some arrangements with school because there's like that new policy, but
yeah,
it's for my future education, you know?
Well, learning geography, where the states are,
there
what
we go.
Golf courses are in those states. It could be a class you could take someday.
That's
so I think it is
I
part
can,
of
like,
your education.
Class.
Right. So with all that being said, I don't have much more here. I'm just like going through all this. Your schedule's busy. But hey, anyways, thanks for coming on. I really appreciated our time. And really, I do hope you have a great season. I just hope it's state this year. It's not too great. kidding. The wink, wink, right?
Yeah.
No, because I do think that what's crazy is when you already look at next season high school,
mm-hmm.
it's, I don't know what other teams from around the state that could pop in and surprise all of us, but it's going to be the same four. And Carmel.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, most likely.
But hey, thanks for your time. I appreciate it, Taylor.
Thank you.
Good luck again, and we appreciate you taking time out on your birthday to talk with us.
Thanks for listening to this episode of From the Card Path with your host, Trent Roberts. Please be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss an episode.